Welcome to Blissfully Wedded. Today we're talking about a topic that's close to every parent's heart, family devotions. Specifically, how to include children in worship time. Now, if you've ever tried to sit your kids down for devotion time, you know it can sometimes feel like herding cats. Wiggles, giggles, short attention spans, you name it. But here's the good news. Family worship doesn't have to be long or complicated to be meaningful. With a few creative approaches, you can make it something your children actually look forward to. Let's dive in. Why family devotions matter. Kids are natural observers. They notice how you live, how you pray, and even how you handle life's challenges. When they see faith lived out at home, it lays the foundation for their own walk with God. Family worship time builds spiritual bonds, reminds kids that God is part of everyday life, and helps create lifelong habits of prayer and devotion. Tip 1. Keep it short and simple. Young children don't need a 45-minute Bible study. 10 to 15 minutes is just right. Read a passage, sing a song, and close with prayer. Short and steady beats long and inconsistent every time. Tip 2. Make Bible stories interactive. Don't just read, act them out. Let your kids use puppets, Legos, or even simple props from around the house. When they can participate, the story sticks. Tip 3. Add music. Children love singing. Choose upbeat worship songs or even hymns with simple lyrics. Play a worship playlist on a speaker and encourage them to dance, clap, and sing along. Worship should feel joyful. Tip 4. Let them participate. Give your kids a role. One child might read a verse, another can pray, another can pick the song. Rotating responsibilities helps everyone feel involved. Tip 5. Make prayer personal. Encourage kids to pray about their own lives, school, friendships, even their worries. Show them that God cares about every part of their world. If they're shy, have them repeat a short prayer after you. Tip 6. Get creative. Some children learn best by doing. Try drawing a picture of the Bible story, making a craft, or writing a memory verse on a colorful card. These activities help kids connect the lesson to something tangible. Tip 7. Be consistent but flexible. Find a rhythm that works for your family. Maybe it's evenings after dinner, mornings over breakfast, or even quick devotions in the car. And if you miss a day, don't worry. Just start again tomorrow. The point isn't perfection, it's connection. Tip 8. Celebrate milestones. Did your child memorize a verse? Let a prayer? Finish a storybook Bible? Celebrate. Give them a high five, words of encouragement, or even a reward sticker. It makes spiritual growth something exciting. Tip 9. Lead by example. Perhaps the most powerful lesson comes from watching you. If your kids see you reading your Bible, praying sincerely, and worshiping joyfully, they'll understand that faith is real and personal. So, how can this look in practice? Here's a simple family devotion plan you can try. Start with a song. Read a short passage from a children's Bible. Ask one or two questions about the story. Pray together, giving each family member a chance to speak. And then close with an activity, whether it's drawing, crafting, or reciting a verse. Remember, the goal isn't to check off a box. It's to build a spiritual foundation that your kids will carry into adulthood. These small, consistent moments of worship will become treasured family memories. So tonight, gather your family, open God's Word, and invite your children into the joy of worship. Not only will you be nurturing their faith, you'll also be building stronger family bonds that last a lifetime. Thanks for listening. If you'd like more tips on faith, marriage, and family, visit us at blissfullywedded.com. Until next time, may your home be filled with love, joy, and God's presence.